The air around them was thick with expectation. Neither a bird nor an insect uttered a sound. He'd lost sight of Addie, yet he knew without a doubt she was close by. He was in her territory now. She was the hunter. He, the hunted. There was something just beyond the next tree, behind the next fallen log, something that threatened the caravan as it passed by. There was no way he would believe that the warrior girl had gone pale at the possibility of tracking more game. 3 more steps, and he heard a soft trilling off to his right. He turned carefully to begin heading toward where the sound emanated, when he was suddenly struck from behind and slammed hard into the soft loam. A fetid odor overwhelmed him, and Yulin instinctively rolled, keeping his sword extended out beyond his body. The sword struck something solid, and a warmth trickled down his arm. Unable to see what he'd hit, Yulin scrambled to his feet, raising his face to find Addie aiming her one remaining arrow directly at him. He froze, every pore in his body, unable to move, as his eyes refused to leave the tip of the barb that was pointed straight at his left eye. The arrow was fully cocked, and he could see the strain in her arms as she held her position. "Freeze!" she hissed. For several heartbeats, Yulin couldn't think, could barely breathe. An eye shot would lead directly to the brain, causing instant death. He was in her world now, he reminded himself again. She was the trained hunter. She could, and would, survive in these woods until she could eventually make her way back to her compound. How long his men would wait for them to emerge from the forest edge, he had no idea. He doubted they would even be able to find his body once she'd disposed of it. How clever of her to fake something terrifying and threatening just so she could lure him into this dense jungle. 1 arrow, that's all she needed. With her ability, Yulin had no doubt he would be dead before he could move out of range or even get his sword up high enough to deflect the barbed metal tip. He'd been an utter, an absolute fool, lost in his own daydreams, lost in the fanciful, if not impossible, hope that there might have even been a chance that he, that she. A bead of sweat rolled into his right eye, stinging it with its warm saltiness. Unable to help himself, he blinked to clear it away, still remaining riveted on the arrow not 8 feet away. "Don't move," she breathed, almost too quietly to hear. Her head was tilted over the hand that was pulled back, 1 clear eye sighted down the length of the shaft. The arrow sang. It passed so close to Yulin's left ear, the fletching burned a tiny trail along his cheek. Behind him came a muffled whoosh of sound, followed by a wet, plopping noise. Again, the odor of something extremely putrid filled the air, overcoming him with a smell. Yulin shuddered and dropped to his knees. Somehow he managed to look over his shoulder to see what she had hit when he heard her scream his name, but it was too late. A huge gout of greenish liquid arched overhead, landing on top of him. Yulin ducked, but not before some of the warm pus splashed across the wounded part of his face. As the burning set in, Yulin fell to the ground as he tried to wipe away the poison. He wasn't even aware of Addie coming to his aid until she batted aside his hands and began pouring water into the partially healed scar. The coolness was soothing. Yulin kept his eyes tightly shut in case some of the poison washed into them. After what seemed like an eternity, the water bag was emptied. Slowly, Yulin opened his eyes to see her kneeling beside him. She was breathing heavily as she stared down at him, and he couldn't fathom why until it struck him that she'd just saved his life. 2, the arrow had never been meant for him, and now that it was all over, she was gasping from the rush of adrenaline as she continued to watch him, hoping he was all right, hoping she'd gotten all the poison off of him before his body had been given a chance to absorb it through his open wound, hoping she'd been in time. "Yulin?" Without thinking, he reached up and grasped her shoulders, drawing her down to him, drew her down so he could take her lips, lips that were wet from being splashed with the same cool lake water, lips that never objected to the ones that sought hers, but instead passed her heat back into him. Her hunger met his, equaled his, and the onslaught of their newly discovered desire left them both breathless, but wanting more, needing more.